This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, broadcasting live from Big Island Spa, 1300 Washington Avenue, one of the coolest places in St. Louis. Come on by and say hello. We'll be talking with the owners, Thomas and Liza, very shortly. But Howie Borrow joins us right now. He has a really cool job. He's in charge of the Stanley Cup. Howie, good to see you. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having us.
First of all, you are going to be in all eight cities that are still remaining, correct?
Yes, some of them we've already managed to visit, and we're just trying to finish off the last couple now.
Now, you know, some people think it may be bad luck if we see it before, but if you're in all eight cities, you know, it can't be a curse, right?
Yeah, equally, everybody's got the same opportunity. We're just trying to promote the playoffs and give the fans an opportunity to see it.
How weird are teams about it? Because I kind of heard yesterday that the Blues are like, don't bring it anywhere. I don't care what stories you guys do. Don't have it anywhere near our building. Do you hear that from every team?
I think so. I think most teams are a little apprehensive about having it near them. So they know what's going to be in the city because you have to promote the playoffs. But they don't really want it associated close enough to the arena or anything like that. So
give our listening audience an idea of just where this thing has been, some of the exotic places around the world.
The Cup has been, I think, to about 26 or 27 different countries around the world. It's visited Afghanistan to help support the troops. It's been to various countries like Finland and Sweden, Russia, Germany, Denmark, where else? Everywhere. I mean, Switzerland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, you name them. Any country that is... brought some hockey players over and competed in world championships and that. They have players that are here now because they're good enough to play, and we usually travel back to their hometowns with them.
And so they all get one day, right? 24 hours. Are you the enforcer? Let's say I'm some guy from Finland and you brought all, and I'm having a hell of a party and my cousin's coming, but he missed his train. I'm like, no, I just need one more hour. Are you there? Like, nope, it's done.
I mean, we'll talk to the player and we'll see how the day goes. And, you know, they usually ask for extra time. Usually there's a midnight curfew now. We might try to help them out a little bit, maybe stay an extra half hour. But, I mean, we're on a tight schedule ourselves. And sometimes we're grabbing a flight first thing in the morning and we have to fly somewhere else. So, I mean, and then if we do it for one guy, we're going to have to do it for the whole team. So we really have to be careful in how we do that.
And you don't allow it to be a part of pool parties anymore. Was it Chelios or was it the Blackhawks where people were jumping into the water with it?
I wasn't part of Chelios's party, but there have been times in the past where it's been in the pool, and that is a rule against it. It's just that the salt water or chlorine is not good for the metal, so we try to keep it out of the water.
Are there any other rules when they have the cup? And can I be alone with the cup? I mean, are you always next to the cup? And are you handcuffed to the cup? What are those?
I'm not handcuffed to it. I'm usually in the same room. But we kind of stay in the background. We're not there to, you know, interrupt the players having his fun with it. But, you know, we're still there to enforce some rules. We just want to make sure the cup is respected and it's handled properly so it's not going to be, possibly damaged. So the players know the rules too, and, they have just as much respect for it because they know how hard it is to win.
Is it just the players that get it, or does the coaching staff, to the president, or tell me about how many people could actually have it for a day?
Yes, ownership, coaches, team presidents, the players. There's also other staff like equipment managers, trainers. They all get an opportunity to have some time with the cup.
That's cool.
And how heavy is it? I always see the famous hoisting after they win.
Right. And that time it probably feels like it's only 5 pounds, but right. The actual weight of the cup is 37.7 pounds.
And how do you travel with the cup? You're not putting that in baggage in the carousel going around.
Well, beautiful case.
Yes, we have a case that's form-fitted. It's on wheels, and it doesn't bounce around. We when we do check it in the airports, then we have to go through TSA, and they check it. Then we lock it. It goes underneath like any other oversized baggage.
Who's famous taking a picture with us outside of hockey, or who have you seen maybe over the years, and he really wanted a picture with the Stanley Cup trophy? Anybody?
There's been various, movie stars, musicians. I'm sure there's been some royalty involved, too. I'm sure over the years I haven't witnessed everybody, but some of the people I've seen is, Vince Vaughn, maybe Adam Sandler. Ron Howard has had photos with the cup. Then we had bands like Rush and Jimmy Buffett. And you could just go on. There's always a list of a wide variety of people from all parts of the world and their what they do for a living.
So no team ever keeps it. Do they get a replica? So this summer, Frank, will there be this June, we're going to need one at the Enterprise Center. Does a team get a replica trophy?
Yes, the team will probably get one that's about three-quarters of the size. I think with the rules of the Stanley Cup and their trustees' rules and stuff, you're not allowed to make a full-size replica. So the team will actually get one that's about three-quarters size, and then the players will all each get a replica probably about 18 inches tall, and they receive trophies, miniatures of any trophy that the team has won or any individual trophies too.
Mm. How did you get this job? Because, I mean, this – Frank and I
are – He's a Toronto native.
We have
hockey's in your
here,
blood.
But.
Yeah. I started helping at the Hockey Hall of Fame as a volunteer back in 2004, not even thinking I'd have an opportunity with the Cup. And then I started working part-time hours on weekends and eventually traveling with other trophies to various events. And then 2009, I got asked to travel with the Cup. So I've been doing it 10 years now.
So like Mike, this guy's Mike Schilt,
yeah.
Right? Started, just kind of joined the team, worked his way up, and he's taken over.
So in the summer, you literally are on the road almost like every day, right?
We're on the road every day. I'm not the only handler. We have a couple other guys who will help out, but we're constantly, taking turns and, taking our shifts. And every day from mid-June until the home opener in October, we're on the road.
And we're thinking at work yesterday, we're talking about, like, great trophies,
This is the best.
This is the best. There's no doubt. Like, the World Series trophy, it's nice with the flags on there. Maybe the claret jug over at the British. There's some good ones out there, but... And you guys know, did you ever look at lists online ranking the best? There's no argument, is there?
I don't think
the
there's an argument.
Trophy?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, honored to have you here, sir.
Thank you. Honored to be here.
Howie Burrow, who handles this Stanley Cup trophy. What's the official title, by the way?
My official title is Keeper of the Cup.
Keeper of the Cup. I like it. Thank you so much for stopping by. Really appreciate
Great.
It.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. We have to take a short time out. But before we go to break, quick word about the Gatesworth Finest in Senior Living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, we recommend the Gatesworth, 170 in Del Mar, one McKnight place. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. And I also want to tell you about Dr. Michael Jones. He's the eye surgeon for the Stars. Nobody does a better job than Dr. Michael Jones, 855-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area, from routine eye exams to LASIK, which he specializes in, and custom cataract surgery. 855-260-EYES. Tell them that I sent you. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Thomas and Liza.